T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hour 3 of KDK Radio Midday. I'm Ellis Cannon, and we're going to take a break in a moment from the prevailing topics of the day that have had folks calling all day, and it's been a great conversation. I also need to update you on everything from the Fed to some tweets that I received that I think speak to how we're broken politically, if not culturally, and a lot more. But on a much more upbeat note, let's spend a few minutes before we get back to your calls to remind you, as you've heard today, is a KDK Radio UPMC Virtual Veterans Career Fair. And that means local business reps are available, helping to look to hire veterans standing by to take your call. Now, if you're a veteran and you're looking for employment, the number I want you to call right now is 412-353-1179. It's a great initiative. There are reps from these local companies answering the phones until 3 o'clock today, which means we're in the last stretch. Joining me to talk about some of the details with that is Erica Young. She is the Public Affairs Coordinator, Western Pennsylvania and West Virginia for Waste Management, which makes this a point of emphasis in their hiring. So if you're even close to being in the category we're talking about, you really want to pay special attention. We'll spend 5 minutes or so with her and then come back to your calls. Thank you so much, Erica, for what you do and taking the time to join us today.
Hi, Ellis. Thanks so much for having us.
My pleasure. Let's talk a little bit about the fact that there's a whole heck of a lot of former military already in waste management.
We do. Actually, more than 1 in 12 of our employees is former military. We, in fact, hire a veteran every day of the year.
And wow, you caught me off guard with that. You hire a vet every day of the year?
Every day of the year, at least one vet.
Why?
Well, our facilities require people with strong skills and leadership experience, and the small unit mentality promotes creative and enterprising thinking, which is something familiar to veterans.
So when you say small unit mentality, what does that specifically mean?
So our drivers are going to be working out of our hauling sites across Western Pennsylvania. They work with their team and their hauling sites, but they're really responsible with our equipment once they get on the road. We put the responsibility to them to service our customer and to make sure that they're providing the type of service that our customer expects from us.
Yeah, so responsibility and accountability is something you believe you could count on with ex-military.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and I'm looking. This is not something that's being done just for today. I've looked at the Military Times top 50 for best for vets employers, GI jobs, top 100 military-friendly employer, U.S. Veterans Magazine, best of the best, top veteran-friendly company. I suspect that the awards matter, and they could impress candidates or those that are already employed. But I sense that the mission is probably a little bit bigger than just getting nice trophies.
Absolutely. I mean, it's a commitment that we make to veterans that dedicate their time and their life to serving the country. So to bring them on board to the waste management family, we share many common traits with the military. Most important, the drive to be the best.
Yeah, and that's certainly something obviously those that have served for us possess. Now, there's a lot of things that waste management, as I understand, does. And we have a lot of corporate folks that are engaged in this. We're focusing on you and waste management up the road. I want to talk a little bit about what some of the factors are that you believe separate, waste management, including the concept that if you're in, you have a chance to go up.
That's true. So once you're an employee for waste management, the sky really is the limit. We take pride in promoting from within. And we like to recognize employees for their hard work and dedication to our company.
I want to ask something that takes us back actually to chapter one of our conversation, maybe even the intro. What was it that led to the idea, let's look at veterans. I mean, before all this came about and the commitment and the, you know, immersive element to it, somebody or some people had to say veterans are a good thing and veterans are good things for our company. How did that all start?
Well, we recognize those that that are willing to make the commitment to service, and bringing on somebody with that mindset is a good fit for us.
Yeah, I think you make a great point, because they've already served. It's not a new concept, and you know, sometimes the service. I like your reference to the team. You need to have that, and clearly that's part of the military experience as well. And I know that there are some incentives that people could know about, vets could know about, that they otherwise wouldn't. Why don't you run down a few?
Sure. So we're currently offering up to $7,000 in bonuses for any new employee that joins the waste management family. And once you're an employee, each eligible employee receives a competitive compensation package, which includes medical, dental, vision, your life insurance, and short-term disability. And we also have a great stock purchase program and a company match on your 401k.
I mean, that's a lot.
We offer a lot.
Yeah. I mean, I'm looking at that and I'm thinking, I could use some of that. Drivers are required to have certain pieces in place. We're talking, by the way, to Erica Young. She's a public affairs coordinator, Western PA and West Virginia for Waste Management. Erica, give us an idea of what some of the requirements are that the candidates have to have.
So we do ask our drivers to have a Class A or Class B CDL with air brake endorsement, which is valid for the state of Pennsylvania. And we do ask that they have it at least 1 year of previous experience operating a vehicle requiring a CDL license. However, that's not necessary. We do offer some other positions without the CDL license, and any interested applicant can visit our website at careers.wm.com to find out more information.
And there's a toll-free 877-220-5627 that is available. Yeah, I'm glad that the station and UPMC have come together with this, because it helps the corporations to have as good employees. It helps the customers of the corporations to be better served, and it helps the veterans who are entitled to that type of treatment and opportunity. So if I was driving down the road and didn't have you on, I would think, as I did the moment I saw this come up about 2 weeks ago, this is a no-brainer. This is something that should be a win-win-win. Keep up the good work, and good luck to Waste Management in this process.
Thank you. Thank you for hosting this event. It's, as you said, it's a win-win for all parties involved.
All right. Thank you very much. Bye.
Thank you.
Erica Young joining us. We're going to come back and we're going to reset, and I'm going to try to fill you in on everything from what a mass shooting is to tweets about how the Democrats are evil, and asking you how that helps move the ball down the field. We really don't have any right now, candidly. We're going to get back after Rose at 35. We'll finish strong here on any number of things that I bring up now or what we've been talking about. Welcome to KDK Radio Midday. I'm Ellis Cannon. So the question came up once I got this beep that said from USA Today, there's been 300, let me get it for you. I think it was 307 mass shootings in 311 days in the U.S. I've seen numbers like that. Also, however, Big Cousin Dave from Robinson says, how's that defined? And I said, I think it's four victims. So I went to two different places, and I'll just read these very quickly. The second place I went to is Wikipedia. And it reads as follows in that category, definitions. Under U.S. federal law, the Attorney General may, on a request from a state, assist in investigating mass killings rather than mass shootings. The term was originally defined as the murder of four or more people with no cooling off period, but redefined by Congress in 2013 as being murder of three or more people. Now, I'm just giving the tip of the iceberg, because I'm not going to sit here and read all about Wikipedia, but hopefully there's some value there. I also went to RAND, which obviously spends a lot of time on research. And the summary at the outset with respect to definitions is there is no standard definition of what constitutes a mass shooting. Media outlets, academic researchers, law enforcement agencies frequently use different definitions when discussing mass shootings, leading to different assessments about how frequently mass shootings occur and whether they are more common now than they were a decade ago. And again, it goes back into the history. In the 80s, the FBI defined mass murderer as someone who kills four or more people in a single incident, not including himself, typically in a single location. However, the government has never defined mass shooting as a separate category, and there is not yet a universally accepted definition of the term. Thus, we have all these different outlets that almost take it upon themselves to define what has not been defined. And another example of something I've been hammering over the course of the last few days, it leads to a sloppiness in an all-inclusive way about how we characterize these matters. Not that we don't understand the general nature of it, like when 12 or 13 people are killed in California overnight, or what we've experienced in Squirrel Hill. But that was a question that he asked. I want to get to that. Jerry called and he was talking about George Soros and $100 handshake, sent me the link for American Free Press and the big, bold, heavily fonted front page is "Go Home." Who's funding massive caravan of migrants trying to invade U.S.? Allegations George Soros is involved are no conspiracy theory. So if you'd like to follow up on that, that was validated by 100. I heard our constitutional guy calling and saying, well, the president can change attorney general. Yes, he can. Pleasure of the president. I think that this is different than somebody investigating a scenario from Steven Seagal's fire down below as a secretary of trees or whatever. Particularly because right now we all understand the context within which this development has been unfolding, expected, and now gone. We understand the investigations. And so therefore, attorney general, which is as high as it gets for me, is a different animal. And it's not the same as some other interchangeable role, to be perfectly honest. So that's why it's more critical in a lot of people's minds. The feds have decided to leave the rates on interest the same, saying the economy's doing well. And last but not least, somebody decided to tweet, and it passed along to me, at Ellis Cannon, in which, in describing how Democrats operate, had a variety of hashtags that really help as we try to get better as a country with a variety of things such as Democrats are evil hashtag and things of that sort. We've seen Republicans are evil as well. Evil was what we saw in the synagogue. Evil was what we saw when the planes hit. Let's be careful and make the appropriate distinction.
Hey folks, it's Jim Colony, and hopefully you hear me on the KDKA Morning News with Larry and John. I'm up late today because we are at Point Pleasant Retirement Community in North Versailles on Mossside Boulevard for the UPMC Benefits Symposium. You know what's going on right now with Medicare benefits. The rules seems like they're always changing, and this afternoon we're here with UPMC in an effort to remain transparent in the changes that affect seniors in regard to Medicare benefits. And this presentation's focusing mainly on understanding Medicare in an educational form, a chance to get some information, ask some questions, and very beneficial in an always changing landscape. So we have representatives from UPMC here to speak about UPMC benefits as it affects seniors in regard to Medicare. We're here from 2 to 4 at Point Pleasant Retirement Community in North Versailles, but UPMC is hosting these symposiums at various facilities in an effort to reach those most affected by these changes. Additional UPMC benefit experts are on hand to discuss with folks. Any questions or concerns, so like I said, it's informational. The event's free. Light refreshments, beverages will be served again at the Point Pleasant Retirement Community in North Versailles, Moss Side Boulevard, the Jim Colony, KDKA.
All right, welcome everybody. I'm Ellis Cannon, KDK Radio Midday. And let's go strong, of course. We always say we start fast, let's finish strong. And we have Mangino along the way. Lots of different areas we've covered today, and I suspect that'll be the case all the way to the end. We've talked about, is there a constitutional crisis coming? Do we over-define that? Do we understand really what that means? But did Jeff Sessions being fired lead to that or could lead to that? Of course, a lot of things have to fall before that would be the case. But about this time yesterday or so, we learned that he was being relieved, and it certainly spawned a lot of that conversation. I think it's a little ahead of itself, and it will depend on more than just that. We had some folks asking about the mass shooting and what constitutes that, and we've covered it as basically something not particularly well-defined, although 3 to 4 victims seems to be in the ballpark of what people have, in fact, typically associated with. People still fired up about the news conference yesterday and more. So I must say that it has been invigorating in every way. You know, it's odd. Sometimes you have so many different ways you try to get ready for a show. Or perhaps in your world, get ready for work, whatever it might be. And there's a lot of different ways to go about that. Obviously, the traditional way is to read, make calls, watch, listen, read, whatever it might take to prepare. And yet, sometimes you need, particularly if you feel a level of fatigue or as if you're getting more dull, is to do something totally different. And I forced myself to get on the bike today for about 25 minutes. Cleared me out, ready to go. It was unbelievable. And I know that produces a lot of times a bit of a short-term thing. It's what they call it, endorphins. But man, I got to tell you what, they certainly came to play today and we needed them. And we're going to get the calls that are coming in. And I'll give you the number at 866-391-1020. We had a lot of questions that were directed as to why we have mass shootings. And, of course, that's something that we need not just a town hall on. We need a lengthy symposium, like for weeks. But it is getting worse. And I mentioned earlier that there are a lot of people that may not have been directly related to the synagogue shooting and said, you know, I'm from now on, I've always looked at those things as being somebody else's problems. There was so much candor last week. But now they're looking at it and saying, we're promised that they would say, I'm going to take a moment. I need to learn about that. I want people to know what we're going through, and the only way for me to start to that change is to examine what they are. We'll see. Because if they're just seen as isolated cities or incidents or venues or targets, and somehow that gets written off as being even close to normalized, or at least compartmentalized, that's not good. And I have to say that I'm probably falling into the category increasingly as someone who's not expecting much by way of solution, not by man, not by the political forces or the lobbyists and things of that sort, the special interest groups. It's sad to say, but, you know, if I had to place a bet, I'd say that time is come and gone. there's just no source, or there are very limited sources of belief that that can now be changed. And if it gets anywhere believing that we are in a new normal in that category, I'll let you fill in the blank. We're doomed? Is that outrageous? And I always tease the wonderful Amelia for doing so many things at once. And if she survives the next 10 minutes, I'll explain to you just how she added to her legendary ability to multitask while I sat here or talked with you. Maybe we'll do that. She's got to give me the green light. Ron is in Harmerville. Ron, welcome to KDK Radio. I'm Ellis Cannon.
Hi, Ellis. Hey, Ellis, I have a lot of hope for America. I know that there are a lot of problems. You know, we always have. But, you know, I hear a lot of anger coming out.
We lost you, buddy. Feel free to call back. Yeah, you just dropped off. You have hope for America. We've always had problems. And then it went away. I think he said, then I'm hearing. So I'd love to hear from you. And there's a line ringing. There's actually two lines available right now. It's another sort of idiosyncrasy about the show. 12 to 3, and we've been cooking all along. But there are so many days. In the last 15 or 20 minutes of the show, we laugh about the fact that it just goes off. It's like the end of a fireworks show. Everybody starts to call about all these different topics, and we have been spread around. I mean, the whole press conference debacle yesterday definitely still had legs this morning. Heck, I even brought up the idea about the guy who was eating soup directly from the supermarket hot bar. You know, this comes from FoxNews.com. I can't attach it to any developing story other than, I don't know, maybe I had an intent to make you feel sick today. That would be mean. Or you could look at it as some perverted sense of humor. Ron, is this you again?
Yeah, I'm sorry. I guess my cell phone cut out on me, Ellis.
No problem. What's on your mind, Ron?
Just real quick. You know, I hear a lot of anger coming out of Democrats, and there's some anger on the right. But, you know, I wanted to explain, to reach out to the Democrats, and just to tell them real succinctly how we feel in the conservative outside of the cities. You know, we feel like we're being bullied, quite frankly, by the press, by the Democrats. You know, we of the conservative world, because we just want to conserve what we do and how we live. My point is that Donald J. Trump, if you Democrats don't understand why we support him, it's because he stands up for us against the bullying that we are experiencing. You know, you may disagree with that, but bottom line, that's the way we feel.
No. I understand the message. I understand the message, and I've had people that have degrees on the wall that I'll never be able to get, and folks that will not, and that is one very common area. I understand the message, and I understand the marginalization a lot of people felt, and a lot of it was a pushback, if not overreaction, to what occurred during the Obama years. I have said that I believe the president is a flawed messenger, but I understand how to the people that feel they were being disconnected, that he can and does serve as a valuable tool in that regard. But I will share this very quickly, Shelby. That's why you said that, and eloquently so. James Woods put something out about, in case you wonder whether Democrats truly care about the plight of women, Keith Ellison was elected chief law enforcement official of his state. Well, it was an election, James. But this is a follow-up. Me too, Democrats don't care about women, don't care about blacks, don't care about Hispanics. They care about power. Democrats are evil. CNN, all these are hashtag, MSNBC, Black Twitter, NBC, Saturday Night Live, at Ellis Cannon, at Bill Peduto. What's that do for us? And I know there's other options, it goes just differently, but What's virtual Veterans Career Fair is a real winner today. And just to put the number out one more time, I'm sure you can still find people. You've been hearing about it all day. Marty, myself, Mr. Voice, 412-353-1179. Make that dial if you're a vet looking for a job. 412-353-1179. Looking forward to a strong Friday. Tomorrow, just going to give you a warning. It could be a beer Friday. And that's a phrase that I use. I don't know exactly what I mean, but it could be a beer Friday. Amy and McDonald, you want to talk about Mr. Whitaker? Welcome to KDK Radio. I'm Ellis Cannon.
Good afternoon, Ellis. Yeah. Look, what I wanted to comment about, and I'm not hearing much reporting on it, is the fact that Mr. Whitaker, he is from the law office that is now representing the president. So that, to me, is a conflict of interest and should be a reason as to for him to recuse himself, other than just the statements that were made as far as, you know, cutting off the funding for the investigation for Mueller.
Well, there's no question that issues of conflict of interest will arise. For instance, I mean, he's already previously spoken and written and so forth on the issue. You're talking about Sam Clovis. And he had previously worked for the Trump campaign as a co-chairman. And he then got Whitaker in to serve as his chairman during a bid, I believe, for the Iowa State Senator job. Whitaker at that point was a managing partner of a law firm that bore his name, and praised Clovis at the time for being an experienced public servant, according to reports. And without going into all of the details associated with that, Washington Post reported earlier this year that it was Clovis, that Clovis was a campaign official who encouraged George Papadopoulos to set up an off-the-record meeting with Russian officials. It doesn't take much to be able to see that there are landmines there in a few other places. He also was very firm in believing that there was a strong case against the president, Hillary Clinton, Secretary of State Hillary Clinton. Mm-hmm. I mean, you put some of this, he thought the idea of meeting with Donald Trump Jr. was a good idea.
Right.
I mean, we could do this for a while. And
right.
And so I think a lot will depend on what his role is and for how long it'll be. We had a report here, and Rose was telling me about it, that I think CBS put something out. I don't know much more about it, but the Chris Christie was being, you know, considered for this type of job. But I'm glad that you brought it up, because these are things that add different layers of concern. And ultimately, again, we have to see where it leads. And before we have a full matter here, I'm going to Sam in West Mifflin. Sam, I know you love your West Mifflin sports. Press conference real quick, 30 seconds. I'm getting out early so we can give a lot of time to our friend Mangino.
Okay, Ellis, real quick. You said yesterday, I watched a thousand news press conferences in my life, and every one, when a guy, a reporter asks a question, he always gets a backup, always. I want to know what time it is. He answers the question. He says, okay, what time is it tomorrow? Whatever the question is. Mr. Con Man didn't even give Acosta a chance to answer the first question, let alone ask his backup question. You know, he's just, I don't care. You know, you don't like Acosta. Acosta's been around for decades. The guy's a professional, just like Peter Alexander said next to him yesterday.
Yeah.
You know, and then Trump had the nerve to come around the podium. What was he going to do? Come off the podium after him?
Well, you know what? It looked like you know what it looked like when he did the podium thing? It looked like when Trump used to be back in the WWE. He does that at rallies all the time, too. I think he got seriously angered when he saw particularly the contact with the aide. When you're shut down, though, you're shut down. And I have had many people say what you're saying. I just happen to believe that it was poor. I was poor reporting. I'm going to come back. I have Mangino.
AAA traffic on the fives powered by Bowser Nissan, Route 51 South on top of the hill. Unfortunately, not much of an update on this accident on the outbound side of the Parkway West just before the exit ramp to 60 near Robinson. This truck is still flipped over and it's blocking all travel lanes right now. So only the left shoulder is just barely squeaking by on that outbound side. And you have delays back to 79. Also on the inbound side, a few emergency vehicles on the shoulder over there as well near the accident. So you're backing up to Montour Run there. A lot of people are just bailing off at 79 northbound on the outbound Parkway West and hitting 60 from there, which is actually probably your best bet right now, but that has caused 60 to jam up headed westbound as well.
Well, man, Gino's here, and this is the most time he's had to tease his show.
59:25 is where we're at right now.
Well, we're wasting time.
All right. Did you get the soup settled?
No, I mean, you're the one who said if somebody puts one spoon in,
yes,
and it's a clean spoon, right, and it's a one-off, you're okay with that.
I am okay with that, yes, because that man is being considerate. Because they're not wasting. Because you get a whole bowl.
Selfless.
And then you don't like it. Then the next thing you're throwing away. Now, you could need to have a second spoonful just to make sure you really do like it or you really don't. That would require a second spoon.
Well,
we really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.